Tennessee's already following your ambulance. Call Miss D.
John, during all of this today, President Trump tweeted,
WMMS Cleveland.
Here's the thing. I don't give a shit about baseball. It's boring.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, sometimes none of that. My name is Eagle, and I just did a Micro Machine Man thing.
It was speedy.
I was getting there.
Speaking of Micro Machines.
Yeah.
On the Facebook Marketplace.
What?
It was the R2-D2 Micro Machines case. It was like the case, the Star Wars case for all the little Micro Machines Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
$8.
Shut the fuck up.
I bet I could have got it for $5. I didn't even try.
Are Micro Machines still a thing?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they're still a thing.
They were the coolest. They were like Hot Wheels, but smaller. Come on.
Oh, Micro Machines were dope as fuck.
Fucking
because they were
dope.
Actually kind of detailed for as small as they were. But the dude sold it.
Yeah, the
Micro Machine speedy talky dude, they wouldn't have sold those like they did. They owe at least half of their success to that guy.
The Micro Machine Man here presenting a genuine original, colossally flexible, most midget miniature episode of the real thing, Micro Machine. Dramatically detailed, stupendously styled, smaller than a nut, this one or this one. And now with a totally terrific town, the new Micro Machine Super City Toolbox playset. Closed, it's a mild mannered toolbox. Open, it's a Micro Machine USA. Cruise your mini Micro Machine vehicles, planes, and boats to the police station, the marina, the mini motorcycle repair shop, the gas station, the construction office, work, the real working drawbridge, highway, passenger ramp, and garage doors. Or take a Micro Machine flying machine in for a landing. Phew, this place has it all. The new Micro Machine Super City Toolbox playset from Galoo. The one and only outrageous original miniatures. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not.
I wonder what that guy's story was. Like, was he an actor who just had the skill of doing that?
I think they did a thing on him back in the day.
Really? I should watch that. I would watch the fuck out of the Micro Machine guy.
He had to be like an auctioneer type dude, some dude. Or he set the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
For the most words in a certain amount of time, and I think maybe that's how he got discovered, was from that.
Uh-huh.
And then they put him on that commercial, and that's what made him famous.
Oh.
I could be completely wrong.
Could be.
I'm trying to remember shit from when I was like 11.
Right.
Good luck. I was just getting into weed then, so like I still have memories from there.
Yeah. I was just always wondering if he was like an auctioneer that got discovered, because I've seen him in other things before. I know I saw him on the Super Mario Bros. Show with Captain Lou Albano as Mario, which was a great fucking underrated show, by the way.
It was the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Super Show!
I have it on DVD.
Oh, so do we?
Do
you? We do.
Hey, look at that.
We do.
Same nerds.
Yeah, my fan. We're a Nintendo.
Crew. I'm a Nintendo dude.
And
Nintendo was the greatest thing ever.
I'm joined by the one, the only Rubber City Redbeard.
The only thing better than Nintendo.
Yeah,
my beard.
Yeah, it's red and it's Rubber City-ish.
Can't play it.
Yeah,
can't play this beard. Unplayable.
Man, we just discovered that our families have a history of being friends.
Hanging out. And this is before we even met.
Yeah.
So it's like just...
Like, I was like a baby. A little baby.
I don't even know if I'm using the word right. Is that serendipitous?
No.
What is the word I'm looking for?
Serendipity is like a happy accident, right? Like,
that's a happy accident, right?
I guess.
Or maybe that's not.
I would go with it's fate.
Fate. It's some kind of fate thing.
Because my aunt, Kathy, who's an Eagle, she was like, does your friend Grant cuss? Because apparently I learned this about my family. They stalk my friends on Facebook. Like, they know everything. My dad knows everything about everybody on Facebook. It's weird.
So your family has checked out my profile?
Oh, probably.
Sweet.
Probably. They probably know more about you than you do right now.
They only know what I post publicly.
Yeah. Well,
almost everything.
My Aunt Kathy, she said, like, because I do, I tag you in a lot of things. You're kind of my only friend. She was like, your friend Grant Kuss. And I was like, you said his name right. What's going on? What's the deal?
Yeah, that's weird. Do you know German?
She asked, she was like, I know Kim Kuss, and Kim was in my wedding. And I was like, wait, it's a Kuss and an Eagle? You guys kicked it? You guys were homies? You guys were close enough to be in each other's wedding parties or whatever the fuck? Really? So again, I was like, oh man, that makes so much sense. Like, we were just destined to be friends. Cusses and Eagles get along. That's the way it is.
Yeah. So I was like, I wonder when our families first met.
Yeah.
Now I feel like generations past have probably hung out as well.
Yeah. Like, smoking opium. That was like the thing we were talking to. You're like, what were we doing?
What were we doing? What was our families doing in like 1896?
I like to think that we were making fun of people being like, fake ass cowboy. That ain't real cowboy. He's on some poser shit.
Nice whip, pussy.
Pussy.
I bet you got a handful of names for your own horn, don't you, bud?
Smell like nachos and you look stoned.
You write Taylor Swift lyrics and birthday cards.
You prefer kittens and you kiss babies.
You're fucking 10-ply, bud.
Maybe. I mean, we play enough Red Dead Redemption 2, we should know all the fucking slang. I think it's just like, well, all right. I think that was it. I think it was the slang.
All right. I'll be doing it. All right, then.
I like how Red Dead Redemption games, like, they always make sure that your posse's, you know, got a diverse group of people. They're like, you have to have an African-American, you got to have an Asian guy, maybe.
Native American dude.
Yeah, definitely Native American dude. And he's just like, man, this shit's fucked up. Yeah. This is kind of fucked up, yo.
You're the white man that we can get along with because you understand.
Yeah, yeah. And your character, like, definitely takes time to, like, really get to understand the whole situation.
Yeah. I mean, my character dropped fucking Klansmen off cliffs all the time. So.
Right.
That was my joy. In that game. And, but then I got my fucking internet back, and I stopped playing it.
Because
I got PUBG.
Yeah, you're
that's all PUBG I play shit. Online.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, I sold my Red Dead Redemption. I don't even have it.
Oh, you sold it?
I sold it. Because I don't play it.
I've been going digital exclusive, so I can't sell anyone games.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
If I'm paying money for something, I want to own it physically.
Yeah.
I should physically be able to touch what I own.
Oh, no, I feel you.
Like, when PUBG came out and I pre-ordered that and then I went and picked it up, they handed me a piece of paper with a code on it. And she says, well, the game's not complete and they don't actually have a disc. And I said, so I just paid you full price for a product that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Well, the game, I said, but you just said the game wasn't completed. She's like, well, yeah. Do I get money back at some point?
Yeah, I remember buying PUBG for Evan when it was like $20 or some shit like that. Yeah. And then they were like, it's not the complete version yet. And you're going to have to, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
How would you guys do that? See, I like doing digital. I do digital now with movies, too. Like, my Amazon video library is fucking insane. Like, if it was a Netflix lineup, people would be like, this is the best fucking movies in the world.
Because you own all, you bought them?
Like,
you
I bought them digitally, yeah. Okay. And I've been buying a lot of my games, except for the Nintendo games. I like to purchase the Nintendo games because they come on, like, an SD card, and I have a little case or whatever, so it's kind of easy just to keep away. But I have children, and so anything on a compact disc is getting fucked.
Ruined, yeah.
Or lost forever, because my kids are kind of, they're assholes, you know, like, when it comes to stuff that's not theirs. They're just
kids.
Total, yeah, yeah. Kids, assholes, same thing.
Correct.
Like, they do not give a fuck.
And
like,
they don't care about the value of a dollar. They have no concept.
I know,
of the
man.
Value of a dollar. I tried to explain it to Heather's boys. We were, like, on a hike, and she had mentioned something the day before about getting them, like, 2K18, NBA 2K18.
Yeah.
I said, maybe, you know, we'll shop around, see if we can get it cheaper. You know, somewhere, because it's like $30 through the PlayStation Store. And I'm confident that I can find it cheaper on eBay or GameStop or the exchange.
You like, check
like
out
that,
what I can
know
do.
What I mean? Like, let me see if I'll shop around. So the next day after she told me about that, we went geocaching, which was fun. I don't know if you ever done that.
I have not done
that. Treasure hunting, dude.
Okay.
It was dope. It was pretty fun. Waste a lot of time. Like, if you want to something to just eat up your day,
yeah,
go geocaching.
Okay.
And find unnecessary things that you don't need. Like, we found a box, right? And the rule is, like, if you take something, you put something back.
All right.
So carry some trinkets with you so that you can put something in the thing with the thing.
Very nice.
So they found a box, and they, like, got some balloons and something else, and they put, like, a little sticky toy in it and put it back under the leaves. Anyway, it was a long day. What was I talking about?
Geocaching.
Oh, that day. So then we're walking around. And Logan, like, stops me, and he whispers. He's like, hey, do you think you and Mom could buy me 2K18? Because I really want to play it. I was like, your mom just talked to me about that yesterday. She's like, I was like, why are you whispering? Are you trying to hide it from your mom? And she's like, what is he saying? I was like, he's asking for 2K18. And she had already told him, like, you know, we don't have the money for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and had that little conversation again. And then at the house, as soon as we got to the house, I told him, I said, well, let me shop around for it, see if we can find it at a better price. We get back to the house from the walk, and he's hollering for me, and I walk in the living room, and he has it brought up on the PlayStation store. Like, are you gonna buy it? Are you gonna buy it? And I was like, dude, I just told you that I was gonna shop around for it. He was like, yeah, it's right there.
Yep, found it.
found it, dude. Yeah, it saved you time, bro.
I helped you.
Yeah.
I helped you.
I mean, think about it, really.
I can't believe you didn't even think of this one.
Right, like, all the time that I just saved you, it's probably worth the $5 or $10 you're going to save anywhere else if you do find it. So it's better just buy it right now. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me right now. So I tried to explain to him, like you realize that, like, your mom gets up every day and goes to a place that she would rather not be at and does a bunch of things that she would rather not do. It's just so you can, like, keep the lights on and feed you and buy you things. And, like, this is, I said, where do you think all your things come from? I said, where do you think money comes from? And he looks at me, he's like, I don't know.
Fucking true.
And I'm like, no, seriously, where do you think money comes from? And he goes, the president? I said, no, your mom. So your mom makes all that money. Every day she gets up and does shit she does not want to do to make that. Your money comes from your mom.
My mom!
I still didn't get it.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. With Timmy, I have we have similar exchanges, like, a lot when it comes to getting stuff. I can say it now because I don't think my 8-year-old's listening to the podcast. We bought Yoshi's Crafted World for the Nintendo Switch, which, in my opinion, I know it's a little early to say, is my absolute favorite game console of all time.
Okay, well, I've heard great things about it. I haven't got to play it. I do want to get one. Is this like the Mario Maker?
This one, no. It aesthetically, it kind of looks like it, but it looks like a world that, like, a kid made out of, like, cardboard boxes or, like, cereal boxes and toilet rape. I said toilet
rape. Toilet rape?
Toilet rapers. Toilet paper.
Those poor toilets.
Rolls. Toilet raper poles.
They were asking for it. They shouldn't have had that toilet seat.
Oh, man.
On.
Dude, what a fucking weird Freudian slip to have, right?
That's a weird one.
I'm not a fan of myself right now.
Questioning yourself right now. Like, where did that... What part of my brain was that
story? I'm gonna rape the shit out of that toilet. So that game is like it's like a craft world, like a arts and crafts. It looks like it's made out of arts and crafts.
Okay.
And like Yoshi is made out of yarn or whatever. Graphically, it looks really cool.
Yeah, like, that kind of looks like a bottle or something.
We've played the demo on it, but Timmy's been asking me for that game for the past, you know, since it's been out for, it's been about a month now.
So Easter Bunny's bringing this shit.
Yeah, Easter Bunny's bringing that shit. I'm trying to convince Jessica to have Easter early because I really want to play it.
Jesus died a week early this year.
Yeah, fuck it.
Or came back a week early. What did he do on Easter? Did he come back, right?
He came back on Easter.
Good Friday, they killed him.
Yeah, because it was such a good day.
Yeah. I never understood that. Good Friday.
That was a good Friday. Remember when Christ died?
He died for our sins, and that's when we had to stop worrying about being people and being responsible for our own actions. We just give it to Jesus.
It was a good, even though
we didn't do whatever we want. We could rape toilets.
We ate fish. And get it was away fucking it. Good. That was a good Friday. Play a short song from a local band that I just got into recently. Right here. They're called Roid Rage.
Yeah, I seen something posted about these guys.
Yeah, man. they're...
did you post something about
these guys? I did. I think I posted something about these guys. My friend Rowan is a big supporter of this band, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to check this band out. I'm going to check out their band camp. I ended up buying the fucking album.
Because it has something to do with wrestling, right?
No.
The post I seen had something to do with wrestling and these guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't my post then. I did post up something about like, hey,
maybe it was yours. I don't know.
Check this band out. And it took me like a day to figure out why I like them so much, because I have the knack to compare everybody's band to another band, right? They remind me of a little band called The Clash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, it's like a modern-day version of The Clash.
Where are they from?
From Akron. The AK Rowdy Rowdy.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they have short songs, and so I was like, you know what, I'm going to play one now, because they're super short, which I appreciate. I appreciate people not going over 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, I'm like, ugh, what's the point? What's the fucking point? What are you going to do?
Gargus is good for those songs.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
He just blurts out fucking minute and a half songs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
57 seconds.
He sent
21.
He sent me, I was lucky enough to have him send, he sent me a shit ton of Don Austin stuff, right?
Oh,
a shit ton of Don Austin.
You gotta send me that.
I'm talking.
Send me that.
I'm talking, I got like 100 songs. It took 20 minutes to listen to all of them. And so I was very,
right.
I was very thankful.
Dude, like, Don Austin sets for 25 minutes.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Shit was intense.
They played their entire catalog 33 and a half.
Yeah. Shit's intense. New Persistent Aggressor is going to be coming out, too. Apparently, some people got to hear the LP. He didn't send it to you. He didn't send it to me. So, I'm kind of like, you know.
No. Yeah. We haven't had him on the show, either, though.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of punishment.
But, yeah. Right now, I'm going to play a little bit of Roid Rage. This is from their Shit on Bandcamp.
Oh, so yeah, go to their band camp. Give them a dollar or something.
Yeah, man, give them $8 for the whole fucking album if you want. That's what I did. I gave them $8.
For 8 songs?
No, there's like a bunch of songs. It's a bunch of songs. But yeah, they're super cool. Crazy enough, my friend Rowan, I work with, and I was talking about the band, and one of the dudes in the band was right there when I was talking about, like, that Roid Rage shit is fire. And dude's like, that's my band. And I was like, I fucking like your shit. And then I came home that night and I fucking downloaded
your shit.
It was on. He said he was going to hook me up with a DJ. I was like, what? How fucking nice are you? I'm going to play you on my podcast. You're the fucking nicest dude in the world. But yeah, this is a song from Roid Rage off their new album called Dirty Ugly. You can go to roidrageband.bandcamp.com. And they have other stuff there too. I've been listening to the new album. It's I really do enjoy The Clash a lot. Recently, in the past year, I got Jessica into The Clash because she had no idea that she knew so many Clash songs. So I bought like the greatest hit CD to put in the car. She's kind of like, yeah, let's get some Clash on. Her and like the family, like the oldest kid, the 13-year-old, is like, fucking Clash rule. Fucking right. So does this Roid Rage band, because there's not enough bands that sound like The Clash. I hope the guys from Roid Rage aren't like, man, stop comparing us to that fucking band. Why do we always hear it? But, like, look. Neil from Shores of Elysium and The Party recently hit me up, and he started listening to my old rap shit, the Positive Attitude shit, right?
Oh, nice.
And he gave me the one comparison that we've gotten for years, Bloodhound Gang. He was like, I love this shit. He was being way too nice. But he compared it to Bloodhound Gang, and like every time like we would get that comparison, we were always like, oh, so cool. So I hope that if me comparing Roid Rage to The Clash, I hope the guys in Roid Rage, if you're hearing this, because I'm going to tag them, because that's the how you do it, right? You tag the bands that you talk about, hoping that like one of them's like, I'm going to listen to the show, and that's how we get a new listener.
we suck in a new listener every now and then.
By
promoting their shit.
So I hope they're not like, man, I fucking hate The Clash. I hate it when people compare us to The Clash.
I don't really know anybody that hates The Clash.
Yeah, and
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody go, oh, Clash sucks.
Yeah.
The Clash was kind of The Clash. I don't really
remember
another band that was like them.
Yeah,
I'm not sure there was.
I like The Clash.
I'm sure you do.
That's why she's teaching
Rock the Casbah, the classics.
Well, but there's earlier stuff.
You know that, right?
Oh, I do. I know.
Okay.
Like what?
Should I stay or should I go now? Or is that
the same classic?
It was the first one.
It's the same album. That's Combat Rock.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. boy.
Okay.
She probably likes Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah. I wasn't doing enough. London, London, London. Are they Australian? Where are they from?
No, they're like British.
They're British or Australian?
So yeah, here's some Roid Rage. Go listen to that shit. Sorry if I keep comparing you guys to The Clash. I really like The Clash, and that's who you guys reminded me of. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was on like every drug, and so like I was like, that's when it hit me that I was like, they sound like The Clash.
You said you were on like every drug, like you do drugs,
crystal
you're
meth, heroin.
Yeah,
I was snorting Advil.
You were on like fucking Benadryl, some other antihistamine.
Yeah,
Tylenol.
Yeah. I was on that emergency. You know what that shit is? It's like the stuff that makes sure that your immune system's like up to speed.
Oh yeah, the emergency.
Emergency.
But it's the C, like vitamin C.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a we sell it at Drug Mart.
Yeah.
I mean, they still do sell it at Drug Mart. I'm just not at Drug Mart to sell it.
So here's some Roid Rage straight out of Akron. We'll be right back in like 20 seconds. Woodstock 50, this is like a fucking horrible.
I seen part of the lineup, and I can't remember who was on it, but yeah. Like just trying to have a Woodstock after the Woodstock 2000.
Right. Day one is being headlined by a band called The Killers. Now get this, this is how old I am.
And those guys haven't been around in fucking forever.
Dude, this is how sad I am. I apparently don't know shit about The Killers, right?
Like, I know that my nephew had their hairdo for a second.
Okay. I work with a bunch of younger people that are like 10 years younger than me, and went out, did a little drinking with them, and really they did the drinking. They got fucked up while I was being like uncle, like, hey, everybody just kind of settle down. A Killers song came on, and these three people that I work with, they all just start busting out singing this fucking Killers song.
They all know it because it was from when they were 12, yeah, 13, their most impressionable times.
I've never heard this song in my life, and I'm talking to my one dude who's a little bit younger than me, and he's just like, you don't know this fucking song?
I'm like, is it the It's Killing Me song? Or
I don't know. I mean, it was terrible. But like, he was just like, oh, check this out. And he starts like singing the song in my fucking face. And I was like, I had this weird moment where I go, you know what? There's no point in even trying to fucking be hip or cool at all anymore. I'm done. I'm officially done. Like, there's always been this part of me is like, no, I can be like, I listen to A-Lo. I can listen to A-Lo RX. I can listen to Angelo Vespucci.
Yeah, we can listen to it. We can't go kick it.
Yeah, because it's just too much for me, right?
Difference.
But the Killers are fucking headlining, and I'm just like, oh, well, I bet they're all fucking happy. And then Miley Cyrus is also playing. Well, the way that they got this book, too, is great. It's The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and then Santana. Then Santana, the guy who was...
Why wouldn't Santana be headlining?
The guy who was at the
around. He was, yeah, he was like actually around for the original Woodstock.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have him headline over the Killers? Like, fuck off.
Right.
And well, I can't say nothing about Miley Cyrus. The girl's got a voice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into her shit. Never really cared about her.
But like, she seems like a fun person.
I'd want to kick it with her.
Yeah,
I'd want
right?
to smoke with her because she smokes hella weed.
I think so.
She does smoke hella weed. She's talked about how she's the one that was like on Jimmy Kimmel or one of them shows, and she said she doesn't know anybody that smokes more than she does. There was like a clip on the internet of this.
Okay.
And then it cuts to a picture of Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Because Miley, like, trust me, you're not the biggest pothead out there, but she does love weed. So.
She's done shit with Wayne Coyne from the fucking Flaming Lips. Like, that's just interesting.
Musically?
To me. Yeah.
Musically, I think she's like probably into a lot of things.
She's got to be a lot better than her dad. Her dad did that rap song recently. He did that trap rap song.
Yeah, somebody talked about it.
Oh.
I didn't get to hear it though.
Oh. I just heard it for the first time last night.
Trap song, huh?
Oh. Yeah. Oh my god. Fucking.
I mean, like, she split from her old man a while ago.
Seriously, like, shoot yourself in the dick, Billy Ray Cyrus. Take a gun, shoot yourself right down your pee hole.
Like, if you didn't Please. Like any of the sexy stuff that she was doing there for a while and shit, right. That was the wedge between her and her father. That was what she was doing. She was driving this giant wedge between her and dad. She was like, look, I'm not Hannah Montana. Stop calling me Hannah Montana.
But Hannah.
God damn it, Dad!
I like that Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters are playing. Like, we don't need to see the Sensational Space Shifters with you. You can just say Robert Plant, right? Like, people... Is anybody reading that going, oh, Robert Plant, fine, I guess, but the Sensational Space Shifters are playing background for him? I'm fucking in.
If they weren't there, I wouldn't go.
I'm going to spend the $500 for the fucking three-day pass, and I'm going to spend the $20 for each bottle of water, and... Because, you know, peace, love, and freedom and shit. Run the Jewels is on there, though. That's cool. Good for them. You know what I mean?
They're, like, in the middle.
Yeah. Because
they're going to be performing when it's daylight.
Because I don't know exactly what kind of people this is going to attract. My guess is, like, that Fire Festival kind of crowd. Like, I feel like it's going to be, like, a bunch of people that, like, their jobs are... I'm an influencer online or whatever. Like, I feel like it... Because, I mean, people that like music aren't going to be going because... You know, to go see Imagine Dragons.
They're a big band right now.
They're terrible.
They're a big band right now.
I know, it's so
A
weird.
Lot of young fucking kids like Imagine Dragons.
I don't get it.
And my friend Ed, who has teenage kids, yeah. And, you know, he listens to it now.
Oh, man, that's terrible. You gotta talk to him. You gotta be like, bro.
I mean, like, Ed's taste in music is just fine. He listened to V-Rock right along with me and Buddy.
Ooh.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
He's all about some Acid Bath. All
right.
And everything else. Pantera shows. Yeah. Used to go.
But yeah, man, it's like Jay-Z's on there, Vince Staples. As far as the hip-hop shit goes, I'm a big fan of all of it, I guess.
I heard that Vince Staples dude is good as fuck.
Vince Staples is amazing,
dude. Like, I heard he had the best album of the year.
He beyond that, he's a wonderful dude. Like, he's a great dude. Like, he's... Done got in his trouble and learned from it, and now he's the guy that at the one festival, I think it was Coachella last year, where she was talking to him about like his lyrics or something, and he's like, why don't you fucking talk about R. Kelly, like pees on girls, like underage girls.
That dude,
yeah.
Okay.
Vince Staples.
I remember that interview. That was fucking hilarious.
Chance the Rapper.
And she was like, we can't, I bet that you're going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper is going to be performing the Black Keys. Former Annabelle's legends.
Coming back around.
The Black Keys. Yeah, they're coming back to Cleveland.
They were more Lime Spider legends.
That's
where they kicked it at.
Did they also play Bells in the Matinee?
No, they played all around. Akron. Mm-hmm. It was Akron.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anytime you walked into the Lime Spider, dude, they were usually sitting at the bar.
It cracks me up. It still cracks me up how huge they got. I'm a Black Keys fan. I like their stuff. I think they're good. Yeah, I think their shit's really good. They're
for two guys.
Yeah, right. But it cracks me up to know that they've recorded in Barberton for so many years, right behind my mom's house.
Right.
And like, I would walk to work and see fucking Patrick Carney all the time outside having a cigarette on my way to work, and right. I was just like, why is this tall dorky? What's dude, he do here? Weird. What do they do here? They don't actually make pies at the fucking pie factory.
They just make platinum fucking records.
Yeah, dude.
Platinum records at the pie factory.
I bummed a cigarette off that guy before. That's my Black Keys story.
Sound guy Rick. The house that he's lived in for the past fucking 15 years.
Dude. Yeah.
That was the Black Keys house. That's where they jammed at and shit. Like, when he first moved in there, mm-hmm. He moved in right after the Black Keys moved out.
Okay.
And, he found, like, fucking pickups. Buried in the backyard and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and it was probably trash from the Black Keys.
So basically, it's like we're best friends with the Black Keys.
We've hung out with them plenty of times without actually hanging out with them.
Yeah. But yeah, man, everybody else on this fucking show, from Greta Van Fleet to who... this is where I'm at. I legitimately don't know who fucking 40% of these artists are. I have no idea. Like, I know who Common is. Yeah, sure, that's cool. I don't know who Amigo the Devil is.
Is he one of the Amigos?
I don't know.
Or the Migos?
Hot Tuna?
Don't know.
I know of Pussy Riot, but I don't think they're as good as people, like, because they went through the shit that they, you know, whatever, their political fucking, their dope, their that's, political
that's cool
dopeness.
I mean, that's cool that they're alive and...
Yes, exactly.
You know, touring.
Yeah, good yeah, for yeah, them. For sure,
they
but like,
come
you know...
come missing from the KGB.
This shit's not... this shit's... I mean, it's what it is. The Zombies are playing, that's cool. I'm sure, they were probably possibly at the original. The Zombies? What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Oh, those guys.
They just made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Is okay. He rich like me?
Yeah, they were probably at the original.
That band's cool as fuck. But yeah, I guess the point is I'm not going to Woodstock.
Now, I'm sure that they won't have the problems with Woodstock 50 like they had with Woodstock 1999.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of douchebags running around in 1999. Not being called out on their douchebaggery.
Oh, dude, well, yeah, right? I mean, douchebaggery was, like, the thing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our generation was so fucked up. The kids now, kids nowadays, their whole thing is, like, acceptance and tolerance and make the world a better place.
Super polite, nice kids, yeah.
And we're, like, the generation that's like, hey, let's watch bum fights.
Let's burn this shit to the ground. Bum yeah. fights. My
fucking
God,
bum fights, dude. Yeah. That was us. That was what we brought to the fucking table.
Yeah, let's go give these homeless guys $20 to fucking fight and videotape it and make a shitload of money off them and not give them anything.
Fucking cargo shorts and shitty rhymes and bum fights.
Boy, the internet was a fucked up place back in then. Uh-huh. 2000, late 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
Bum fights.
Bum fucking fights, dude.
I forgot that was a thing. Those guys went to jail.
Good.
For doing that. They eventually went to jail for fucking doing that shit.
Good.
Just like the fucking, the other dude from back then. Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Hey, you know what we should do? Go to bars where girls are going to be fucking super smashed and have their inhibitions completely lowered.
Yeah.
And then offer them a free t-shirt to show us their titties on TV. And we'll make a shitload of money on it and not give them anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That dude was dope. Futures. That dude was dope. He made so much money that he bought his own fucking jet and then went to prison.
Yeah.
For like 10 fucking years. I think he's still in jail.
Yeah. Good.
Hopefully he buried some Bitcoin somewhere.
Yeah, right?
You know? Hopefully he got something waiting for you. He probably didn't have a hard time in prison, though. They were probably like, oh, yo, it's titties, dude.
Oh, man, dude.
Bro, you brought us all kinds of titties, man. Speaking of titties, yours are looking really good. Squeeze them together.
Boom, boom, boom.
Head PE is playing the Machine Shop tonight.
They're playing this Friday in Akron.
I know.
The Vortex.
Yeah, not the Vortex. Did they move it to the Vortex?
I don't know.
It was at the Empire.
Or maybe it's the Empire. Yeah, the
Empire. When they booked that show, I hit up Kurt and I said, hey, man, just so you know, the venue that they have you guys booked at for this date in Akron doesn't allow moshing. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, just so you know, like, when you guys show up and shit, like, they're the type of club that will kick you the fuck out if you even attempt to mosh.
Uh-oh.
Like, don't mosh at the Empire. You'll get thrown out.
Wait.
They don't allow that shit.
What?
Yeah.
But, you know, Jared.
I know Jared. I know how he is.
Jared.
He's gonna do whatever. He's gonna do whatever he wants. He's gonna tell security
half
that they're
the
fucking pieces
PE
of
lyrics
shit.
Are fuck this place up. Yeah. That's, like, half of their songs. Fuck this shit up.
Fuck security.
Nobody tells him what to do. Fuck the sound guy.
Fuck
the light guy. Yeah. Fuck the door guy.
Yeah, if Jared's on one, dude, watch out.
Oh, man,
it's his way or the motherfucking highway.
I kind of want to go, one, to see our boy Kurt.
I want to go. I would love to go, you know?
I would like to go see Kurt. I'm off that night. I'm gonna go. I would like to see Kurt this Friday. Head PE, as far as the new metal bands goes and shit, they were always one of the better ones. I mean, yes, they had some controversial lyrics back in the day, but they've grown.
He was also fucking like a meth head back then, too.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Something he had to have been.
No, I'm almost positive like he was a fucking drug addict back. Like he was on drugs back then when they were touring and writing that fucking stupid shit. Because I know what you're referring to.
Yeah.
But, like, did he write anything like that since then?
No.
Has he changed his fucking ways?
He has.
Obviously, dude, he's like a straight-up family dude.
Yeah, and he's got Kurt in his fucking band, who I love.
Kurt's not going to be... Yeah. And Kurt's not going to fucking be with a piece of shit. Like, he's not going to travel with a piece of shit and make money with a piece of shit that's, like, doing those things.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kurt's got his shit to give.
He's not going to fucking associate with human beings like that.
So, yeah, so this Friday at the Empire, that will be fucking hilarious to see Head P.E. say, I think we're going to try to start a pit. But there's only 175 tickets sold. Metal Mafia is opening up, as always.
That show is going to rule, dude. That show's going to be awesome. Like, those guys with Head P.E., that's another one of those perfect fit shows for them.
Yeah, that's who I saw with Head P.E. when they played the Outpost last time, yeah. And it was, like, they brought in their own crowd to the point to where Jared even had to acknowledge it, be like, oh, some of you guys are here for Metal Mafia, huh?
Yeah, I think it was one of the nights that she went off the stage. I hate when she would do that. It was always the big crowds, but, like, she would always fucking stage dive, and I'm like, God damn it, man.
It's like, you're too petite. Stop it.
Stop.
You're freaking me out.
You're going to get me into a fight.
Yes. She knows what she's doing.
Right. And she can take care of herself.
Yeah.
Well, because Stain's going back on tour.
Oh, good for them.
So it's good that...
you and Bobby Clark can get together.
Get together and we can go reminisce about the women who completely destroyed us at one point.
Right.
Enough to the point where we were rolling around crying listening to fucking Stain. I like how he got on the internet and was like, Grant didn't preface that with, we were in the, like, worst period of our life. I'm like, you don't have to make excuses of why we listen to Stained. Everybody knows what Stained is.
I already know that you were in the lowest point of your life. You were listening to Stained.
Yeah.
That, what's lower than that?
And spray painting fucking Dolly Trauma lyrics on fucking trains.
Oh, man, dude. Wow.
Dude, we were in it.
Wow, yeah. You
we were in it. Seriously, we were going through it.
Wow.
It was bad.
Man. Bad. When music's like, when lyrics and music's the realest to you, I had like 3 months of my life like that before.
There was Dolly Trauma and Hate Theory lyrics going across this country at one point.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, and David Hasselhoff's making metal music. And I'm excited. I'm just as excited to hear it as I am, like, Nickelback.
Right.
Because, you know, Nickelback's going to be doing some shit. I hear they're, like, covering a Slayer song or something.
Are they?
Aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I mean, they don't give a shit. Nickelback is at a point right now in their career where, like, they're so self-aware of how they're perceived by
metal. Everybody.
Yeah, especially the heavy metal fans, because it's really a lot of hard rock metal fans that dog the shit out of Nickelback.
Yes, metal fans, mostly.
Nickelback's like, dude, we have so much fucking money, guys.
Like, we can pretty much do whatever we want. We could fuck up at this point and still be fine.
I'm fucking Avril Lavigne on the reg.
Right.
I'm friends with Devin Townsend, so...
Who, like, respects me.
Who, by the way, his new record, that Empath record...
Yeah, I heard a couple songs off of it. It was really good.
Fuck,
I haven't got to hear the whole album. I heard the whole album. Like, dude, there was a guy who's obviously a fan of Devin Townsend, and like, but he wrote, like, a 3-paragraph comment, dude. Like, it was this long-ass thing of why you should listen to this album and how fucking amazing it is, and...
He's this generation's Frank Zappa. 100%, dude. 100%. He is what people are going to listen to his stuff and take away from him what people in the 70s and 80s took away from Zappa.
And the only people that took anything away from Zappa were people who really are into real music.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know who fucking Frank Zappa is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a shame, yeah.
My dad loves Zappa.
My dad's cool as fuck.
He taught me at a young age that Elvis is not king.
Right.
Chuck Berry was king. My dad was that cool guy.
Yeah. Chuck Berry. He, like, watched women pee in the bathroom, right? Is that him?
It might have been.
Probably.
Might have been. Them dudes back then.
That's fucking rock and roll, brother. Yeah,
what's his name that, like, was fucking his cousin? Jerry Lee Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis, his 13-year-old cousin?
13-year-old cousin.
Yeah.
Like, rock and roll as fuck.
Great balls of fire. Goodness gracious.
Great balls of incest. Ooh. record store day today?
Yeah.
Ah.
Evan and I are going later because we went, the past 2 years, we've gone early to, like, go see the record store day exclusives, but it's a bunch of fucking neckbeards that look like me that are all there. Dude, it is so fucking pathetic.
They're just there for the free shit.
They're there for the free shit. Well, they're not just the free shit. They're there to buy out
all the shit, the exclusives and shit, and then resell it.
And then resell it. And last year, the big one that we wanted to get was the Adam Sandler, the They're All Gonna Laugh At You record. Because I was like, Evan's at that age that I was at when that album came out. And Evan was like, yeah, let's go get that one. And we went to 3 different fucking record stores.
And all sold out.
Not just sold out, like 2 of them we went to right when they were opening. Because Record Exchange opens up later than Square Records down the street.
Yeah, Record Exchange opens up like noon.
And we went to Square Records, but it was like way too long of a line. So we ended up going to a place called Hollow Bone right down in the plaza here. Mm-hmm. And we waited to get in there. And people just like fucking bum rushed that place. And like they would put all the Record Store Day exclusives like in one area. And these motherfuckers are just boom. Like, I mean, like a herd of motherfuckers.
Black Friday bullshit.
Dude, it was fucking so stupid. And they're all dudes that look like me, which pisses me off even more. I'm like, the only fucking person there who's got the future with him, who's got the future of music listening,
right,
to experience something super fucking cool, to actually experience the music. But instead, it's like all these guys just like, oh, I gotta fucking have it so I can fucking, you know, sell it.
eBay!
And I hated that experience. And Evan and I, like, we ended up buying records because, you know, there's sales and shit. And Evan did win a record player last year.
He did. I remember that. That was dope.
But, like, so to me, there's no point in going fucking super early just to deal with all the fucking cocksuckers that are gonna be there taking all the cool shit anyway. And they're taking Green Jelly's fucking Serial Killer came out today for Record Store Day.
Yeah, I mean, they should have, they should be doing shit behind the counter as far as, like, limiting them, you know what I mean?
But there's some fucking bullshit, dude.
That would take more work from the employees. They would actually have to do a job. They would have to sit there and fucking deal with every single person that comes in order to sell them these things. But they should limit it to 1 per person or 2 per person instead of letting people go in and fucking buy stacks of shit or boxes of shit.
And I'm pro-hobby. Like, I'm pro-hobby.
I'm pro-collecting, dude. Yeah, like, dude, you know what absolutely. I mean? Like, I have all kinds of shit, but I'm not the guy that will fucking, you know, buy up everything so nobody else can fucking have it.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. It's just like you're ruining the experience for so many other people. And then, like, at the end of the day, what the fuck do you get out of it? Like, what do you get out of being that guy? I don't know.
Money.
I guess.
Money. A little money.
Like, yeah, good for them. Send them out with something light, something easy on the ears, just something like, you know, something that you can just kind of like meditate to,
something you sit back and get your feet rubbed.
We're gonna play a little band called Blood Coven. They're heavy as fuck.
These guys have been around since like the fucking Ron's Crossroads days.
Yeah, dog.
Dude, and Dan's known me for 20 years now, right? Like, Dan, seriously, like 20 years. He didn't know my name up until like 4 years ago.
He probably still is.
He was all like, hey, dude. Hey, man. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
For fucking ever. Those guys are awesome, though.
Yeah.
And their guitar player, Steve, I think he's the fucking, he's like the built dude. Looks like he just played fucking high school football.
Oh, yeah.
And played guitar.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know that they're fucking really, really good. Really good. I listen to them. And now you're going to.
Whoever's yeah, I mean, it, you know, if you love death metal.
You love death metal, and you love us, you're going to love Blood Coven. I think that's right. If somebody's going to hit me up and be like, I didn't love Blood Coven, then you don't love us.
I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like them.
Oh, seriously. So, yeah.
That's the worst intro ever.
It is. Well, let's try it one more time. It's not the worst one. I think we've done worse.
That was pretty bad.
I mean, but if I play, like, music behind it...
Still pretty bad.
If I add this part, though...
Horrible. It goes from bad to worse.
All right.
You just keep them... Cut it how you want.
Yeah. I might just leave this whole thing.
Master cutter over here. Chop it up. Chopping and screwing.
We're going to play some Blood Covenant. Where are they from? Cleveland, Akron, Streetsboro?
Let me read off their discography real quick. 1993, rehearsal demo. Rehearsal demo. 1994, Midnight Offerings compilation CD. 1995, Dark Harmonies demo. 96, 97, 98, 99. I mean, these guys have been doing shit. 2000, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2010, 2011, yeah. 2012, 2013. These guys are still playing today. They just fucking played a show like a week ago.
Yeah, man. Black metal, death metal. And I got one of their newest songs, one of the newest tracks that just came out in March. Just came out in March of this year.
And seriously, a couple of the coolest fucking dudes that I've hung out with over the years.
Yes. So we're gonna end you off with some Blood Coven. This song is called Back from the Fucking Dead. Actually, it's just called Back from the Dead. Back from the Dead.
Yeah.
Back from the Dead.
Call it what you want. Back from the Fucking Dead.
Back from the Fucking Dead.
Boom.
We'll see you, I'm guessing, probably next week.
Sometime.
Yep. Until then, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard. Love you. The huge. We'll be right back.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.